Begin the current daf Maseches Yuma, daf Peches. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, on the previous daf, Rav said a halacha, that the tefillah of Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur will exempt an individual from saying Ma'ariv that evening on Matzah Yom Kippur. Now, although Rav holds that every Ma'ariv is Rishus, but according to the opinions that hold that it's obligatory to have a Ma'ariv, now that Yom Kippur you're adding an extra tefillah, that of Ne'ilah, and you say that by the evening, so that will exempt the tefillah of Ma'ariv. On that, the Gemara asked, it seems to be from a Braisa contradiction on Rav, and that we see that Tefillah's Ne'ilah is one Tefillah, and Tefillah's Ma'ariv and Matzim Kippur is another one, and that Ne'ilah will not exempt Ma'ariv. Now, the Gemara answered that it's actually Tali the Machlekes Tanoim, which the Gemara had mentioned in the top of this Amud, Machlekes and a Braisa regarding immersing oneself, if one becomes a Baal Keri, has a seminal Mishnah on Yom Kippur, with his obligation of immersing in the mikvah to say Dvarm Shebekdusha, to be able to daven, there is a Machlekes regarding if he becomes a Baal Keri after Tefillah of Mincha. Tatana Kama held that one can only immerse himself up until Mincha, but after Mincha, then you could just wait for the evening and you don't have to wash yourself, bathe yourself in the mikvah, which is forbidden in Yom Kippur, if one doesn't have to, and therefore you wait till the evening and then you go ahead and you daven. Rabbi Yisi held that no, even after this Zman Mincha, one could go ahead and immerse himself in the mikvah all the way through to the evening, and the way we had explained in the Gemara was that they're arguing about this same idea if Ne'ilah will accept Ma'ariv, and that is, the question was, is Ne'ilah during the daytime or is Ne'ilah during the evening time? The opinion that holds that one cannot immerse himself in the mikveh after Mincha is going like Rav. That is because Ne'ilah actually is during the evening, it's on Matzah Yom Kippur, it's after it gets dark. And therefore they would agree to Rav that yes, Ne'ilah would exempt Ma'ariv. And that's because it's done, Ne'ilah is said at nighttime. And that's why if one becomes a Baal Keri after Mincha, so there's no tefillah that you have to immerse yourself in the mikveh for, because you already daven Mincha, and the next one, Ne'ilah, is by nighttime, so don't immerse on Yom Kippur, wait till it gets dark, then immerse, and then daven Ne'ilah. Whereas Rabbi Yisi, who said that one could go ahead and immerse himself the whole day, even after Mincha, must hold, not like Rav, and that's like the other brass that contradicted Rav, that Ne'ilah is actually said during the daytime. And therefore, even after Mincha, you can still immerse yourself in the mikveh because you still have to daven Ne'ilah, which is during the daytime, and therefore you can't wait to immerse yourself in the mikveh after it gets dark. That was that braisa. Now, on that braisa, the Gemara says, Verminu. We'll pose a contradiction from the following braisa, which seems to say the exact opposite of what the same opinion said in the previous braisa. As the braisa says, Hazav v'hazava, which is the male and female version of having some type of a mission coming out of their body, which creates tumah. Hamitzayra is someone that has tsaras. Vamitzaras is the female version. Ubayl nida and a man that had relations with a nida. Vitmeimeis and a person that contracted tumah because he touched a dead body. Tevlin kedarka miyam kippurim. They're allowed to immerse themselves as normally as they would because their tefillah is during the daytime. If it comes out that their time for tefillah is on the day of Yom Kippur, although Yom Kippur one's not allowed to bathe himself, for these halachas of tefillah, for tahara, one can immerse himself on the day of Yom Kippur. Nida b'yoledes, if a woman is a nida or if she had given birth, which they also have tumah that they have to immerse themselves for, they're also tevlis kedarkan, they also immerse themselves as they normally would be, which is b'leili Yom Kippur, which is the evenings. Although generally, all types of tumahs, they immerse themselves during the day. A nida and yoledes, the pasuk says, they immerse on the evening. So if, let's say, it falls out on the evening of Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur is starting, then even though it's Yom Kippur, they will immerse themselves as they always do. Now, Baal Keri, regarding someone that has a seminal emission, so the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama, says that the Baal Keri could immerse himself the entire day of Yom Kippur. No matter when it is that it becomes a Baal Keri, he could immerse himself in the mikvah and then go back to saying Dvarim Shebekdusha. Rabbi Yosi, I mean, he argues, he says, Min ha-mincha ulamala ein yochel litvul. From the time of Mincha onward, one is not allowed to immerse himself for the Tumah of Keri. Rather, he would have to wait till it's Matzim Kippur, then immerse, and then to be able to say Dvarim Shebekdusha. Now, this is a direct contradiction of the previous braisa that was quoted on the top of this Amud. There, Rabbi Yosi said, Kaliyim kulay. Here he says, no, only up until Mincha. And there the Rabbanan said it was only up until Mincha that a Baal Keri could immerse. And here the Rabbanan say that it's the whole entire day. It's exactly the opposite of what they said in the previous braisas. So I think Gemara says, Loikasha. It's not a difficulty. Because, this braisa that's quoting Rabbi Yosi is saying that from Mincha and onward, one is not allowed to immerse himself in the mikvah. It's talking about the tzali tefillas ne'ilah. It's talking about that he already daven ne'ilah by daytime before he saw the keri. As we already explained, that Rabbi Yosi's opinion is ne'ilah said during the daytime. So that's why the previous braisa lets him go ahead and daven all the way till the evening. But this braisa, the second one that says from Mincha on not, is because you already reached Man Mincha, so you daven Mincha. And the Ne'ilah is also during the daytime, and you had already the Tzalit Tefillas Ne'ilah, you had already daven Tefillas Ne'ilah, and that's why you can't immerse yourself in the mikveh anymore because there's no need for it up until evening. Ha, the previous braisa that Rabbi Yossi had said that one could immerse himself the whole entire day for the tumah of keri is delight sali, is that the person didn't daven the ila yet when he had seen the keri, and that's why he's allowed to continue immersing himself in the mikveh even after the time of mincha for the tefillah of ne'ila. Now, that resolves the contradiction of Rabbi Yossi. But then the Gemara asks, Edit Sali, if the second Bryce is talking about that he davened already, and that's why Rabbi Yossi holds, although in the previous Bryce it says you could immerse the whole day for Ne'ilah, but here you davened Ne'ilah already, so you're not allowed to immerse yourself after Mincha. So my time had Rabbanan. Then what's the reason of the Rabbanan in the second Bryce that there they say that you could immerse yourself the whole entire day, but why? Why would they let? You daven Mincha, you even daven Ne'ilah, because that's the case we're saying Rabbi Yossi holds, that unlike what he says in the previous braisa, that you cannot immerse because you already daven Ne'ilah, why would Rabbanan let it? For what reason? Rechitza is also on Yom Kippur. That the Gemara says, it's not difficult, because Kasavi Rabbanan, Tefillah Bezman HaMitzvah. Actually, we are talking about that he already daven Mincha, he daven Ne'ilah, but why would Rabbanan allow him to table in the mikvah? Because they hold that immersion in the mikvah in its proper time is a fulfillment of a commandment of a mitzvah. And the zman of tefillah for these individuals are during the daytime, as the pasuk says in Devarim Chav Gimel, v'hoyil lifnos arv yirchatz, that when it reaches towards the evening time, then they immerse in the mikvah. And that's why their bathing is doicha, the tum of Yom Kippur, because although Baal Keri has no necessity for it, but since it's a mitzvah for whoever has a tumah to immerse in this proper time, so the proper time for a Baal Keri is during the daytime, and that's why it's doicha Yom Kippur. Now Rashi does clarify, however, what do we do with the contradiction of the Rabbanan in the previous Braisa? That he says they're not the same Rabbanans, and actually there's two different machlekes in that Rabbi Yossi had in the two Braisas. That is, in the first Braisa, what they were arguing about was, as we had mentioned in the previous daf, they were arguing about when is the time of the tefillah of Ne'ilah. That is, the Rabbanan of the previous Braisa held that the Zman is by nighttime. And that's why they held that after Mincha, if you already daven Mincha, it's going to be forbidden to immerse yourself in the mikvah for the Tumah of Keri, because it has no necessity. Because Rabbi Yossi holds, yes, you could do it, because Ne'ilah is throughout the day, up until it gets dark, and you still have to daven Ne'ilah, but Rabbanan holds Ne'ilah is only by nighttime. So there's no need, once you did Mincha, to immerse yourself on the day of Yom Kippur. Now, the Rabbanan over there, in that previous brisa, they hold that Tevilah Bizmana, immersing in the proper time when it's supposed to be, is not a mitzvah. That should be Deicha, the Isra of bathing on Yom Kippur. And that's why they hold again after Mincha. You're not allowed to. The second Braisa, those Rabbanan are arguing with Rabbi Yossi on a different topic, that of if Tevila Bizmana is a mitzvah. And therefore, since they hold that it's a mitzvah, even after you have a Ne'ilah, as we said, that's the case that Rabbi Yossi is talking about, why here he would not allow going ahead and immersing in the mikvah, even though he holds that Ne'ilah is during the daytime, because you daven Mincha, you daven Ne'ilah, the Rabbanan would still hold the Baal Keri, could immerse himself in the mikvah, just for the concept of immersing when the time is appropriate, that it's your mitzvah now, go ahead, even though it's Yom Kippur, even though you have no Dvarim Shebekdusha that you have to say. Now, the Gemara asks on this, Mechlal, but what we can infer from this, from the second Braisa, Rabbi Yossi sav alav mitzvah, obviously he's saying that this is what they're arguing about in the second Braisa, that Rabbi Yossi, who does not allow you, because his whole heter of the previous braisa of letting you immerse on Yom Kippur, if you see a seminal mission, even after Mincha, is because for Ne'ilah, which he holds during the daytime, but if you already daven Ne'ilah already, then there's no reason, but the Rabbanan say you're allowed to because of Tefillah Bezman HaMitzvah, must be Rabbi Yossi. He doesn't hold of that idea of that immersing oneself in the appropriate time is a positive commandment and you shouldn't push it off. But Vatanya, learn the braisa contradicts this. The braisa talks about Harisha, oh, Yishem Kosav al-Basari. If somebody had the name of Hashem written on his flesh, so the halacha is, he's not allowed to bathe himself because he's not allowed to erase Hashem's name. He's not allowed to erase Hashem's name. And if he bathes, he's going to be wiping off Hashem's name. He's not allowed to anoint himself. He's not allowed to stand in an unclean place. He's like holding open the Sefer Torah. He has Hashem's name on his flesh. So he has to treat it appropriately. Now, what does he do? However, if he has a positive commandment to go ahead and bathe, which is to immerse oneself in the mikvah. So, Karachal of Gemi, what he does is he wraps around the name of Hashem on his flesh, a reed, to protect from the movement of the water, the Yerid B'Tayvel, and with that process already set in place, then he goes down and immerses himself in the mikvah. B'Yesim, he argues, he says, Yerid B'Tayvel Kedarkei, you go down, you immerse yourself as normally, without putting on the reed, As long as you don't scrub and rub, because if you're doing that, then you're actively erasing Hashem's name. But by the fact that you're immersing in the mikveh and it gets erased, that's not what you're doing. You have a mitzvah to do that, and now the water itself is erasing it. That's okay. You don't have to put on the reed. Now, v'kaimelan, we explained in Masechta Shabbos, the betvila b'zman mitzvah pligi, what they're really arguing about. Why would Rabbi Yossi not say to put on a reed? Wouldn't he agree that you should take precautions that you should not be the cause of erasing Hashem's name? So the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos explains that what they're really arguing about is this concept, if immersing oneself in the mikveh in its appropriate time is a factor to consider to allow oneself to be doich a certain isur. So for example, according to Rabbanan, they hold in that brisa that we just quoted regarding having the name of Hashem on your flesh, that immersing oneself in the mikveh is in its zman when you're allowed to do it is not a positive commandment. And therefore, if you don't have a reed, you should wait until tomorrow when you could find yourself a reed because you want to take all the precautions that's possible that the name shouldn't be erased. However, Biyasi has explained over there, Masechta the Shabbos holds that tefillah b'zman is mitzvah. And therefore, we don't want you to have to ever put on a reed because if you're not going to find it, you might push off your tefillah till you find it and then you're not going to fulfill this mitzvah of doing the tefillah in its zman. Now, that's the machlokes over there, Masechta Shabbos. But what we see clearly is the Rabbi Yossi, who doesn't want you to get a reed because he wants you to do the tefillah in this proper time, holds tefillah b'zman and mitzvah. Now that contradicts what we just explained is their machlokes in this brisa, that Rabbi Yossi holds that if you daven the eil already, so there's no reason to tevil, but the Rabbanan hold yes, because tefillah b'zman and mitzvah, but Rabbi Yossi, we just see in that other brisa, holds that also tefillah b'zman and mitzvah. So he also should allow you to immerse yourself on Yom Kippur with Tumas Keri, even if you daven the eil already. So that the Gemara answers, Hahi, that opinion that we're quoting this whole entire time of Rabbi Yossi, that we had mentioned before in the second brisa, that he says from Mincha onward, one should not immerse themselves in the mikvah up until the evening, because obviously that Rabbi Yossi holds that tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah, that's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehudihi. It's not the same person. That in our Gemara, the second brisa that we had quoted, which was a contradiction of the first one from the previous daf, that one is not the Rabbi Yossi of that we explained in Masechta Shabbos. It's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. The time like we learn the brisa that it's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda who holds this opinion that tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah. As Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, he says, Daya letvila shetehe b'achrein. It's enough that the immersion should be all the way at the end. Now that's in reference to a brisa that's brought in Masechta Snida and Avchav Tesem Abayis, where that's talking about a case where a woman leaves from where she was, what's called Malaya. She was pregnant. Then she comes back empty. Now, she brings back 3 weeks where she was tahar. Then she did 10 weeks where 1 week was tameh, 1 week she was tahar. So the complications of the case to know when it really is the time that she's ultimately going to be tahar, the halacha is that she can then have relations on the evening of the 35th. Now, however, she ends up, according to Beis Shammai, immersing herself 95 times, according to Beis Hillel, 35 times. Now, all of these opinions, the Gemara there explains, the reason is because they're espousing the view of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Therefore, since we're not sure really when she's really becoming tahar, so we only allow her to have relations when the whole thing is over. But this might be when she's becoming tahar, this might be. So every time, because of doubt, because of tefillah b'zman mitzvah, they make her a mercy either 95 times or 35 times. But Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says regarding that, he says, what do you want to do? She doesn't have to go to mikveh 95 times, 35 times. One time, when it's over for sure, then she goes ahead and immerses herself in the mikveh because tefillah b'zmana is not a mitzvah. Why do you have to bother her to go to the mikveh all these different times? Now, that's the opinion that's this Rabbi Yossi in the brisa that we quoted before. It's Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda. But Rabbi Yossi of the halacha of gemi, of putting on the reed, that holds obviously tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah, that's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. That's the famous Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, and therefore it's not a contradiction. It is how we resolve that the different rabbanans with Rabbi Yossi of the two brises regarding a balkeri on Yom Kippur after Mincha are talking about different criteria. One is arguing regarding when's the zman of Ne'ila, and the other one's arguing regarding if we say that mitzvah of tefillah is bizmana. However, that other Rabbi Yossi is a Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, who is a different opinion, and he actually holds tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah. Now, related to this idea about seeing Keri in the seminal mission on Yom Kippur, so the Gemara brings the following brisa. Turn up on. Haroya Keri b'yom kippur. If someone sees a seminal mission on Yom Kippur, yorid v'toivel, he goes down to the mikveh and he immerses himself, ula erev yishavshif, and by the evening, then he rubs himself because of the concern of chatzitza, because there might be something interposing, so you have to scrub yourself very well to make sure there's nothing stuck that's getting in the way of the water touching the flesh. So Since you can't do that on Yom Kippur, you immerse in Yom Kippur in the evening, you scrub yourself. Now the Gemara says, Erev, you're telling me after Yom Kippur in the evening, then you go ahead and you scrub? My dehava hava, what was? What does it help that he immersed himself in Yom Kippur and then Matzah Yom Kippur, he scrubs himself? That means you had a chatzitza then. It's like drinking coffee and 2 hours later taking sugar and jumping up and down and saying, okay, now the coffee was sweet. What was. It's not going to help now. So what does it help that you immerse yourself in Yom Kippur and then Matzah Yom Kippur, you scrub yourself to make sure there's no chatzitzas? How is that going to help? Therefore, Ela Emer, rather, what the Gemara says, what it means is mi be'erev, from the evening. In other words, from Erev Yom Kippur, Yishav Shiv, everybody should scrub themselves very well with warm water so that if they see Keri tomorrow on Yom Kippur, then they could go ahead and immerse themselves without a chatzitza, because on Yom Kippur itself, you can't scrub yourself. So take the precautions of mi be'erev from the evening before and make sure there's no chatzitza so that you can go and tevel in the mikvah. Now, relating to this idea about seeing Keri Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, Tani Tani Kamei Rav Nachman. There was someone that learned the following brayso in front of Rav Nachman. Haroya Keri B'Yom Kippur. If someone sees a seminal emission on Yom Kippur unintentionally, it's not something that he brought upon himself, but rather it just came out, then his sins are forgiven for him. Now the reason for this is because this is a good siman. It's a siman toiv, a good omen, because as the pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Gimel says, Yirazera Yarech Yamim. The one who sees seed, although the little pshat might be talking about something else, but the way we understand it is as someone that sees seed, that he has a similar mission, he'll live a long life. So therefore, obviously, his sins are forgiven to him. Now, the Gemara asks about time, but we learn the brisa of a nice of Sidurin. It sounds like that if someone sees Keri on, he has this tumah of Keri that comes out of his body, that his sins are organized, almost like to show that it's not going to be a good year. But the Gemara says, my Sidurin, what does it mean his sins are organized? Sidurin limachla means they're organized, they're in place to be forgiven. So seeing Keri Yom Kippur actually is a good sign. Tandabe Bishmal, it's told to Bryce in the Yeshiva Bishmal, that Haroya Keri B'Yom Kippurim, whoever sees a seminal mission Yom Kippur, Yidak Kol HaShana Kula, he should be anxious the entire year, he should be afraid. And the reason is because maybe his fast was not accepted. And the reason why we would think that case is because from Shemayim, they're satiating him with however they could satiate him. Now, that would be like the classical example, like a servant that's coming, pouring a cup for his master, and the master goes and takes the flask and throws it, pours it on his face. So here he's coming fasting and he's doing all the five inuim. One of them is being ma'ana, afflicting himself by not having tashmish and not having marital relations, not releasing any semen. And here it is from heaven, they make it that we don't want your fast, we don't want your inui, go ahead and have this satiation of some type of releasing of the semen. So therefore the person should be afraid the whole year that maybe they don't want his fast, maybe they don't want his Yom Kippur. However, if he makes it through the year that he doesn't die, then muftachloi, then that person is guaranteed that obviously he has a lot of good deeds in his possession, which are protecting him, and actually shehu ben oil mabo, that he is a person that's guaranteed for the world to come. Now, Amr of Nachum Yitzchak says, Teide, you should know this, because shekol ha'olam kulei rab, the entire world is hungry, and that is they're hungry from marital relations, that they have to desist from that. Behusava, and this person, he's satiated. He's not fasting in this element because he has that release of the semen. Now, however, it's not something that he himself is bringing upon himself, yet still he makes it through the year. So you should know that obviously it's not because they don't accept his fasting in that arena, but actually they're saying you don't have to because you're a totally righteous person. Therefore, we're letting you have that and still get off and still have a great year because you don't need to fast because you're a tzaddik gamur. Like Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said that this person that sees Keri Yom Kippur, Mapesh Chaya, he lives a long life, Sagi, that he has many sons, Umazge, and he merits to see grandchildren, as the Pasuk says, Yirazera, someone that sees seed, Yerech Yomim, will live a long life, and therefore it's a good siman if someone has the Keri on Yom Kippur. Hanu lechem Kippurim, we shall return to you the 8th parak of Masechet Yuma, parak Yom Kippurim, u'slikala Masechet Yuma, we have Baruch Hashem concluded Masechet Yuma.